It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 6th of October? Well, I do hope so. There's a co-chef in the kitchen with me today, Jinobo Sirofuantama from Njinikom, Cameroon. He'll read his My Ordinary Hero essay for you in just a minute, but first, the quiz. On the 1st of September, I asked you about a group of warrior women in the West African country Benin, whom Europeans nicknamed Amazons after the women warriors in Greek mythology. There are still some Amazons in Benin. The current queen, Queen Hangbe, is a descendant of the first Amazon. My question to you was, what is the name of the kingdom in modern-day Benin where the Amazons, the women warriors, lived and fought? The answer is the Dahomey Kingdom. The Dahomey Kingdom was a West African empire that existed from 1625 to 1894. No one is quite sure how the Amazons came to be. Were they originally elephant hunters? Had they been the bodyguards of the first Queen Hangbe, who was deposed by her brother? At any rate, by the early 19th century, they were incorporated into the regular army by King Gezo, who ruled over Dahomey from 1818 to 1858. Part of this was a practical decision. The population had been ravaged by the slave trade. But it also had its basis in the society's religion. The creator of the universe was Mawulisa, a male and female god who came together to create the universe. Therefore, in the society's institutions, political, religious, and military, men would have an equal female equivalent. Of course, the king reigned over all, but it's pretty amazing, isn't it? The winners of this week's quiz are Henry Ngumzong from Baminda, Cameroon, who knows his history. Henry wrote, "The tribal kingdom of Dahomey in West Africa was ended by French colonial occupation in 1894 after they took control during the Dahomey War of 1892 to 1894. The state was granted autonomy as the Republic of Dahomey in 1958, followed by full independence in 1960. A period of instability followed, mostly consisting of governmental musical chairs with various coups taking place and presidents being appointed by the military. Along the way, Marxism-Leninism was adopted as the official ideology, but economic crisis at the end of the 1980s forced this experiment to be abandoned in favor of parliamentary democracy. Today, this country of almost 11 million people is one of Africa's most stable democracies. The country continued to bear its old name until 1975, when it became the Republic of Benin. Thanks for that lesson, Henry. Not far away in Abuja, Nigeria, there's Bernard Egbe on the list of lucky winners this week, and RFI Listeners Club members Amadou Nuhu from Accra, Ghana, and Vamuyan Kroma from Monrovia, Liberia. Last but not least, Paresh Hazarika, a member of the United RFI Listeners Club in Assam, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. It's the Nobel Prize season for all but the Literature Prize, that is, which will not be given this year due to allegations against some members and people close to the literature jury of financial misconduct and sexual assault. They will announce two winners next year. So much for the Nobels. Anyway, the rest of the prizes were awarded, including the big one, the Peace Prize. That's your question. Who won the 2018 Nobel Prize for Peace and why? Send in the name of the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize laureate, as well as the reason given by the committee for the choice. You have until the 19th of November to get your answer in. Be sure to tune in on the 24th of November to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Jinabo's dish is ready. Here's Jinabo Cyril Fuantama from Nijinikom, Cameroon, with his essay on the theme, My Ordinary Hero. I put a transcript of his essay on the Sound Kitchen webpage so you can read along as he speaks if you like.
Have you ever pondered where the world would be today without the contributions of mothers? Their role in the world encompasses all sectors of society, from north to south, east to west, from rural to urban, and from poor to rich societies. Surviving in the world as a woman and as a mother is daunting, especially daunting for single mothers in the rural areas of developing countries. We are from Cameroon, in Africa, and my extraordinary mother, Mama, raised 11 children all on her own. Mama is filled with confidence. Mama has always stood by the truth, and experience has been Mama's best teacher. Because of Mama's confidence, she has been able to take care of her 11 children, some of her grandchildren, and Mama has always offered shelter to children who lack a place to lay their head. Mama treats all children equally. Mama is independent. She is a princess to the Kong Palace. We live in a very traditional and very poor society where the success of women is linked to men. But Mama has been both a mother and a father to us. Mama ensures we have shelter, food, and clothing. She manages all alone to pay our medical bills and our school fees. Mama made sure that all of us got an education. Mama's independence from men has made her so successful that men in the community refer to her as a man and often consult her for solutions. I believe her independence comes from her self-confidence, and it has made her a determined woman. For what but determination could allow a single mother to successfully raise 11 children and ensure their education? Mama always follow her plans through to their execution. She never stopped halfway. Mama would be a perfect example to be emulated by everyone in public administration. Mama is a farmer. She farms mostly in her fields. Mama farms mostly corn and beans, and her yields are among the best, if not the best, in our community, the young community. Mama knows what hard work is all about. In Yang, when you say the words hard work, Mama's name mostly follows. She is an extraordinary woman. She pays attention to every detail of her activities. Farming is so much part of her that she will go to her fields even when she is sick. We have never gone hungry in our house and there has always been enough should a visitor, friend, or some passerby stopped by. Mama's hard work has created enough surplus that she has been able to raise not only us, her own children, but some of our cousins and grandchildren. And she raised us all with absolute discipline and a fear of the Lord. Mama is consistent. She has remained truthful to her values. Mama always progresses. She never regresses. She has never given up on anything nor on anyone, even if it meant spending her last breath to achieve results. Mama is my ordinary hero, a supposedly ordinary woman who has accomplished extraordinary things. She is admired by many, most especially by me. Her confidence, independence, determination, hard work, and consistency makes her who she is. Were others to follow Mama's example, wouldn't the world be a better place? Thanks for listening. I am Jinabu Cyril Fointama from Ginicom in Cameroon.
Thanks, Jinabu. What a nice coincidence that we hear about your strong mother on the day we hear about the Amazons. To continue our celebration of strong women, I'll play you out with Brick House by the Commodores, a rare song by men which celebrates the strength of women. Jinabu and I both thought it was perfect. There's a nice little package of goodies on its way to Jinabu for his participation in the Sound Kitchen Essay Contest. When will I read yours? I want you to join me in the kitchen to cook up some good meals where we celebrate heroes, especially the ordinary heroes, the unsung heroes, the ordinary people in your community who are doing extraordinary things. Who do you know in your community who's doing good things? Write me and tell me about them. Let's put them on the air. In addition to My Ordinary Hero, you can write a This I Believe essay, an essay which explains what you believe to be true. So, to your pens. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks for joining Jinabu and me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a friend. This is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose with the suit she used? 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand, 'cause she's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick. Please show me.